Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia through the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics with me, Andrew, where today I'm the only one on the panel today, so it's all me that you get. Actually, you're going to get God's Word today. So big question today. What is a theologian, and who exactly are true theologians? Today, we've got a lot of people throughout the world who talk about God, who teach about God. And the question is, are they true biblical theologians? First of all, we need to understand the term theologian. Theos is the Greek word for God. And basically, a theologian is somebody who is learned or has studied about the things of God, studying his word, his attributes, who God is, how God is. And again, a true theologian is somebody who studies about God and learns about God, listen very carefully, from the Word of God. How do we know that? Well, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, the Apostle Paul was talking to Timothy, who was pastoring a church in Ephesus, and he says in verse 15 to Timothy, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, but who correctly, accurately, precisely handles the word of truth." There's your definition of a theologian. A workman who is not ashamed, one who is approved before God, one who correctly, accurately, precisely handles the word of God. That's a theologian. Not a philosopher, not an entertainer, not a good storyteller, not a deep thinker. A true theologian studies about God, learns about God through the word of God. He is a person who studies deeply. He's a person who lives a holy life based upon what he studies. He's a person who preaches faithfully the Word of God. Look, there are many people today, as I said earlier, who talk about God, who tell all kinds of cutesy stories about God, who mix in self-help, New Age, worldly philosophies, and they wrap all of this stuff around the name of God, and they call themselves theologians. Yet they do not preach accurately the Word of God. They do not study deeply and consistently and faithfully the Word of God. They are not workmen who are approved by God because they are not theologians as God describes theologians in his word. Does that make sense? Again, just because somebody talks about God, just because somebody stands up on a pulpit and preaches about God, does not make that person a theologian. In fact, the Apostle Paul, in the same book, letter of 2 Timothy chapter 4, he tells Timothy in verse 2, preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. That means you got to study constantly so you can be prepared always to faithfully preach, to correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Why was Paul telling Timothy that he needed to study hard, preach faithfully? Well, in verse 3, the time will come, Paul was telling Timothy, when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Sound doctrine, healthy doctrine that comes from God's word. People don't want that. what do they want? Well, instead, to suit their own desires, you know, their selfish, sinful desires, they're going to gather around them a great number of teachers, people who claim to be theologians because they talk about God. Problem is, they won't preach from the Word of God. Instead, they will say what the people's itching ears want them to say. These teachers, these preachers, who will call themselves theologians, and who do today, yet do not preach the Word, because they do not study the Word. Therefore, they do not accurately, precisely, correctly handle the Word. Well, what do then? Well, they suit the itching ears of their listeners. You see, people, Paul was saying to Timothy in verse 4, in the later days will turn their ears away from the truth, and they will turn aside to myths. And don't we see that happening today? Some of the most popular, most well-known, quote, theologians, unquote, and I use that word very loosely for them, you know what they are? They're not workmen approved by God. They don't accurately, precisely, correctly handle the Word of God because they don't know the Word of God, because they don't study the Word of God. Yet, they will stand up and talk about the things of God, and they'll do it in such a way to satisfy the sin nature and selfish desires of the listeners. Why? So they can become more popular, so they can sell more books, so they can draw larger crowds, so they can make more money. Again, 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul was telling Timothy that's the case about false teachers in verse 5. These are people who have a corrupt mind. They've been robbed of the truth, and they think that godliness, talking about God, claiming to be a theologian, is a means to financial gain. Wait a second, Andrew. Hold on a second. You mean to tell me that people who are funny and entertaining and quick-witted and tell good stories, you mean to tell me, Andrew, they're false teachers? Well, wait a second. I'm not going to use a broad brush to paint this picture here. Here's what I'm going to say. If a person who claims to be a theologian is talking about God and is either not using the Word of God or is misusing the Word of God, what I am saying is those people are not true theologians. They are not true teachers of God's Word. Yes, they are false teachers. How can somebody talk about God, whom they've never seen, if they don't use the Word of God? How? How can somebody teach the truth? By the way, there's only one sound doctrine, the truth, one category of the truth, God's Word. How can somebody teach the truth about the one and only true God when they're not using the Word of God? When they're using their theories, their speculations, their philosophies, when they're painting cutesy stories around things about God and masquerading all that as theological talk about God, it's a joke. And I know I may sound a little bitter right now as I'm saying that, but I am bitter about that because as a pastor, as a Christian, it absolutely kills my soul when God's glory is defamed. The great missionary to the Muslims, Henry Martin, who left a wonderful position, wonderful wife-to-be, and went to minister to Muslims, ended up dying at the young age of 31. Henry Martin was quoted as saying, "It is hell for me on earth when I see the name of Jesus defamed. It is hell for me on earth when I do not see God glorified." I love that. That was a true missionary who cared only for the glory of God. He cared more for the glory of God than fulfilling the Great Commission. He cared more for the glory of God than the salvation of souls. He cared more for the glory of God than even for his own life. That, Christian, is why we exist, to bring glory to God. First and foremost, I am here in Croatia, not first and foremost for the salvation of souls, though that is important. No, I am here first and foremost for the glory of God here in Croatia. I am not here simply to fulfill the Great Commission, though that is important. I am here first and foremost for the glory of God. And that means many times I will have to defend the glory of God. And this is one of those cases when I hear of people who call themselves theologians, who do not study the Word of God, nor accurately preach the Word of God. Yet they confuse and manipulate people into thinking that they're actually teachers of God. Christian, you have to understand something. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the Apostle Paul made it very clear that there is somebody who masquerades. Who is that? Well, that's Satan. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, in verse 14, Paul says, Satan masquerades as an angel of light. And he says, and then verse 15, it's not surprising then that his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. Masquerade as theologians. Masquerade as people who know about God, yet they have no clue. Why? Because they are not diligent in being approved before God as workmen who correctly handle the Word of God. Without the Word of God, you cannot talk about the one true living God. More on that when we come back from the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hot Topics, where we are discussing this question. Who really is a theologian? What is a true theologian? Well, again, if you recall, the idea of a theologian is somebody who studies about God. Somebody who studies about God and knows God. How? From the Word of God. Again, we haven't seen God. So, and therefore, the only way we can truly know about God, know about his attributes, know about how he is, who he is, to know his will, his desire for our lives. The only way we know God's will for our lives is through the Word of God. And so, somebody who claims to be a theologian, i.e. somebody who talks and studies about God, yet does not use the Word of God, that person is not a true theologian. That person is perhaps a philosopher. That person perhaps is an entertainer. That person perhaps is a speculator. That person is not a true teacher of God's Word. That person, in fact, again, you know, you look in the pastorals and we see how Paul was warning Timothy about false teachers. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, in verse 7, he talks about false teachers who are teachers of the law, but they don't know what they're talking about, Paul says, or what they so confidently affirm. You see, in this context here, in the church of Ephesus that Timothy was pastoring, it was a church that was in chaos. Why? Because there were leaders in the church, elders, who were not true teachers of God's word, not true theologians. They were not true believers. They were false teachers who were wolves in sheep's clothing. And they were contaminating the church of God. And that's why Paul left young Timothy there to clean up the mess. And he starts out here in chapter 1 saying to Timothy, get rid of the false teachers. And he says they want to be teachers. But they don't know what they're talking about. They want to be theologians. They want to be viewed upon as these men who were so smart and knew the things about God. Yet Paul says they didn't know what they were talking about. Yet they confidently affirmed that which they were teaching. They were false teachers. In fact, Paul had to excommunicate some of them. Over in verse 20, he says, two of these guys are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom we believe were actually elders in the church. Paul had to excommunicate them. He says, I've handed them over to Satan to be taught not to blasphemy. We believe that Hymenaeus and Alexander, they wanted to be looked upon as theologians. We're talking about God. But the problem is, in verse 4 of chapter 1, they were devoting themselves to false doctrine, to myths and endless genealogies. These things that were promoting controversial speculations rather than advancing God's work. These people claimed to be theologians, but they had no clue. In fact, Paul says in chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, the Holy Spirit clearly says that in later times, some will abandon the faith. And they're going to follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Doctrine of demons is what it says in the Greek. Such teachings, doctrine of demons, come through hypocritical liars. Those people who claim to be theologians, but who really are not. They're hypocritical liars who have abandoned the faith. They're following deceiving spirits, and they're standing up, and they are teaching doctrine of demons. They're hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron. So listen, by me saying that there are those out there who claim to be theologians who are really not, they're false teachers, by me saying that, I'm not bringing up anything new. Paul was bringing up this very thing to Timothy and saying, Timothy, you got to watch out for these guys. They are dangerous. And it's the same today. I was just told by Dayon, who handles all the tech for this radio show, of a very well-known theologian there in the States who is printing out and coming up with book after book that's just selling like hotcakes. Because he is saying that there's just one God, the Christian God and the Muslim God, same God. Allah, same God. He's preaching tolerance, acceptance. He's preaching a false teaching. And this idea of tolerance is a very, very dangerous, it's a doctrine of demons. Look, throughout Scripture, God tells us about His Word that it is the one and only truth. It is the truth, the doctrine, the sound teaching, meaning that there is no other. That's what God has to say about His Word. What right do I, as a human, have to compromise that? What right do I as a human have to say, well, you know, I see what God's word says here, but let's bring in some of the other religions. Let's bring in some of their teachings. Let's bring together this mishmash of theological smorgasbord and, let's call ourselves theologians. What? What? That's what the Gnostics were doing. The heretics 2,000 years ago. That's what Greek philosophy was doing back then. That's all heresy. That's of the devil. No. There is only one body of truth as given to us by His grace that God has given us. And we as humans have no right to tamper with God's truth. We submit to it. we obey it, and we study it faithfully and teach it faithfully. We don't play games with this. In fact, you know, Peter had something to say about that as well. In 2 Peter, he talks about false teachers. He says in 2 Peter chapter 2, in verse 17, he says, he's talking about false teachers. He goes, these people are springs without water, mists driven by a storm. In other words, they promise a lot, but they can't deliver, like springs without water, like mists driven by a storm. Looks like it's going to rain, but the rain doesn't come. Peter says about those type of false teachers, blackest darkness is reserved for them. Well, why, Peter? Verse 18. For they mouth empty, boastful words, and by appealing to the lustful desires of the flesh, they entice people who are just escaping from those who live in error. They promise freedom while they themselves are slaves of depravity. For people are slaves, Peter says, to whatever has mastered them. Peter says in verse 21, it would have been better for these false teachers for them not to have known the way of righteousness. In other words, it would be better for them to never say that they're theologians than to have known God's truth and turn their backs on God's sacred commands. Peter says of these false teachers, well, the Proverbs are true. A dog returns to its vomit. A pig that is washed returns to her wallowing in the mud. In this context, Peter's talking about false teachers. Again, people who claimed to be teachers of God, who claimed to be theologians. Peter said, blackest darkness is reserved for them. And that's why James, half-brother of Jesus, says in chapter 3, verse 1, brothers, not many of you should become teachers of God's word. Because you know that we who teach, who claim to be theologians, will be judged more strictly. With the privilege of holding God's word in your hand comes the responsibility of accurately, faithfully, precisely teaching God's word. Well, wait a second, Andrew. I mean, okay, well, how do I know then that somebody really is trying to precisely, accurately, faithfully teach God's word? Well, it's real simple. Who's driving? Wait a second, Andrew. What do you mean by that? Well, is a person's message text-driven, i.e., is God's text driving the message, or is it person-driven? Is the message being driven by the personality, the person preaching it, or is the message being driven by people's personal needs? A text-driven message means that God's text leads the preacher. A person-driven message is where the person leads the message. Think of it this way. A true theologian, one who faithfully studies the Word of God, the one who faithfully preaches the Word of God, that person is text-driven. Think of a skier, a water skier, right? I heard Dr. Steve Lawson use this illustration. I think it's phenomenal. A water skier behind a boat, right? Who's leading, the boat or the skier? The boat. Wherever the boat goes, the skier goes, right? Sometimes the boat's going to lead the skier on clear water, right? Smooth water. Sometimes going to go over waves. But it's the boat that drives. The skier follows. It's the same with God's text, God's word. God's word, his text, drives the preacher. The preacher does not have a right to try to lead the message. The preacher is the skier behind the boat of God's word. Wherever God's text leads, the preacher follows. So when God's text warns, the preacher has to warn the people. When God's text rebukes, the preacher has to rebuke the people. When God's text comforts, the preacher comforts the people. The text drives the message. A true theologian is text-driven. A false theologian is person-driven. He leads it. His attitude, his personality, his philosophy, his desire to please the people. Big difference. How can you tell if you're sitting under the teaching of a true theologian? Who's driving the message? Is it God's word, the text that's leading? Or is it the person? Christian, you want to hear from God. The only way you hear from God is from God's word. The preacher simply delivers that which God has given. And the preacher has no right to tamper with God's word, change God's word, try to fluff up God's word as though he can, or to try to make God's word even more interesting as though he can. That's why, as Paul had said to Timothy, what we started with in the first part of our show, 2 Timothy 2:15, Paul said to Timothy, do your best to present yourself to God as a workman approved. Be diligent at this. A worker who does not need to be ashamed, who correctly, accurately handles the word of truth. A true theologian, he's text-driven. And he does what he does, all for the glory of God. God bless you.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.